From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. But Muslim worshippers continue offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. Among them, Israeli Knesset Arab lawmaker Masoud Ghanem.
We don't have now the electronic gates, but there is many things, obstacles and cameras that until now Israel, the occupation Israel, put it in the gates of the Al-Aqsa.
He said the protests will likely continue. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the site of the mosque known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Danny Dannon is the Israeli UN ambassador.
We will do whatever is necessary to allow everybody to come to the Temple Mount and provide security. We don't want to see another terror attack on Temple Mount.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert welcomed Israel's decision.
Anything that serves to de-escalate tensions and pave the road for the two sides to come together and have conversations not only about this, but also about the peace process moving forward, we would certainly support that. As you know, we support the maintenance of the status quo at that site.
Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at Israel's embassy in Amman Sunday by an Israeli guard who said one of them lunged at him with a screwdriver. The UN mission in Central African Republic Tuesday blamed Christian anti-Balaka gunmen for killing two more UN Moroccan peacekeepers in the eastern town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan was killed Sunday. The two were stocking up water supplies as part of humanitarian deliveries to the townspeople when they were ambushed. This is VOA News.